Steve and Jill here.
Happy Friday.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about the key components of a perfect land listing online.
That's a mouthful.
Here's the good news.
It's good.
Of all the stuff that you think you need to learn, this is maybe one of the easiest things. Why? You just go copy it.
Right.
Go copy it from us. You know, we have 25 years of experience. That land posting that we have is not by accident. It contains right. all the stuff that a seller needs to know to either
make
buy it or make an offer. Yeah, make a decision.
Exactly. This whole week, by the way, I hope you've been taking a lot of notes. I was just thinking about it. Really tried to sit down and come up with some good topics about sales.
Yeah.
Because we don't talk about sales because it's just natural for us. But this whole week has been why it comes natural for us. So I hope you're taking notes and you got it. Today's one more day that you might want to jot a few things down, I hope.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Aiden asks, "Hello, Land Academy members. I'm glad to say my first mailer is out and already got several responses."
Excellent.
"Can anyone recommend a good title person in the Eastern Desert area of San Diego County? I'm trying to see if it would be a good idea to flip or wholesale a couple of deals that have already come back after a lot of hate, wanting to move forward. Thanks."
Yeah, so this is a great one of the many, many, many questions we get and comments every day that we get on the forum, and I included it here because I know that it has been answered on the forum.
Oh, good.
And I'm not going to announce the best title agent. But if you want to find out who's buying and selling property, let's say in the San Diego area, go check it out. Go check it out on landinvestors.com and they'll figure it out. There's a guy there named Luke Smith. You may have heard of him with ruralvacantland.com. I'm not plugging anything. He's just a really active, good member.
Yeah.
And he's got San Diego all locked down. So
he's got
reach out to him on ruralvacantland.com.
Yep.
Today's topic, the key components of a perfect land listing. This is the meat of the show. You can go first if you want, or I can just reel off mine.
Okay. So a perfect land listing. This is something that you're putting, putting on your website, and then you're pretty much copying it everywhere else that you're promoting your property. And before you go and copy and paste and share and link everything to the planet, to your posting, you want to make sure you have every little detail in there so people can, when they find your property, easily see everything they need to know about the property so they can make a decision, and ideally without needing to call you or email you. And that's one thing I'm gonna say too. If you find, as you're starting, you put your posting out there, based on the questions you're getting back and the calls that you're getting, you're gonna probably go update your listing. Like, oh shoot, that's the best way, by the way, how you go, oh, I guess I forgot to put some tax information in there. Oops, I guess I forgot to put XYZ in there. That's how you're gonna know. And then you're gonna remember this and copy your posting for the next one. So like Steven said, where's the best way to start? Copy us. That's like our members.
Or other successful members, too.
Yeah. But, you know, and copy our postings. You know, we have all the basics in there. Make them your own. And then share it all over. So what are the basics? What am I talking about? Well, number one, you want to have all of the facts. And when I say facts, I want state, county, APN. I want taxes. I want anything you know about utilities, access. I want GPS coordinates. I want acreage. Dream it up. Anything, any of the facts, I want them in there. Is there a street address? I want the legal description. Everything. Next, I want to make sure I have images and maps. And I want good ones, man. Not just random. So some of these properties, if you're spending money on a property, say you're spending $5,000, $10,000 or more on a property, it's so worthwhile to spend $50 or $75 if you're not in the area and get a photographer to go out there and shoot the property for you. And then maps, I want good ones. I want a variety of maps, not just one Google Earth image. I want maps different, like a plat map versus a just a terrain map, all of those things. You want to interrupt me? You want to jump in yet?
No, I'll wait till the end.
Okay. All right. I also want a video. And it's too easy now, even on the most inexpensive properties, to make a 3-5 minute video from your computer showing the property, showing the area, what's around there, access, what the neighbors are doing so they can see, wow, okay, there's a ranch right there. Oh, look, there's a river, and what's possible with the property. It's just too easy. And talk about making you stand out from other postings. I'll get to that in a second. I want any pertinent documents on there. Did you buy this with title insurance? I want you to upload and link the title insurance policy right there so I don't have to call you and ask you about it. I can see it and talk about powerful, letting me know that, boy, you bought this the right way. I don't have to even have to think about that. And then my next one is contact information. This sounds like it's a no-brainer, but you'd be surprised how many people have forgot to put, oh shucks, my phone number, my email, how can they reach me if they have questions about this? And put it multiple ways for them to reach you, and please follow up with these guys. And then finally, I want you to put some background about you. Tell them who you are, why you're selling this, you know, how long you've been in the business, how many transactions you've done, why they should buy from you, how the process is going to go, how easy you're going to make it. I want all of that included on there.
You know, there's an old saying in sales a long, long time ago when I was a commercial real estate broker in the late 90s and early 2000, or late 80s, sorry, in early 90s. And one of my coworkers said, you know, if you don't get excited about the property that you're selling, no one else is going to get excited. No one's going to buy it.
Good.
So you need to present this online. Jill did a fantastic job of describing what the title is, Components of a Perfect Land Listing.
Thank you.
But you have to, between the lines, get excited about the property and get excited about it'll absolutely come out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need a lead video that is you, preferably with a couple of shots of you talking into the camera like I am right now, and then cutting to the screen and having you kind of go around the property and on Google Earth, travel through it, look at the nearby towns, talk about it,
right.
You know, and really respect it. You know, I don't know if you've ever, like, gone to sell an old car. So you go and clean it all up, and now it's all perfect, and you sit down in the car when you're ready to post it online, and you're like, man, maybe I should keep this.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same feeling that you need when you post something online on a land listing. And this business, marketing is everything. And there's about, I would say, nearly, I don't know, 98% of the people that I know who sell property online, real estate agents included, fail at this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jill and I just went and leased a new office building specifically to do our shows, and they did a whole movie.
They did.
I mean, and it's great that this is a very expensive piece of property on the ocean. And with video, I mean, it sold us immediately.
It's true.
So between that and the price, of what we paid, we were we just went to look at the property as a part of the motion of getting a contract to close a deal. So, you know, that you have to present your property as if you totally respect it and as if you were a buyer, mm-hmm. and then you're going to buy it.
Exactly.
So there's a lot that goes on between the lines, and you know, I sit on the show all the time and make fun and poke fun at sales and stuff, but this is incredibly important. And if you do it right, you'll never have to talk to anybody. They'll just click on it and buy it.
You brought up a good comment. I love your car example. Like, and I see people doing this wrong all the time. Like, you know, maybe say you're on eBay or, you know, Craigslist or somewhere looking for a used vehicle, right? There's people that put up a stock photo or no photo at all of a car that they're selling, and then they might put the year and the color and the price, and they call me.
No
one's going to do that. Yeah. Versus the guy that has photos of the interior, exterior, hood up, the tires, you know, even if there's a scratch or two, he shows a scratch or two. So when you show up, there's no surprises, and he has all the specs and maybe even an image of the sticker when he first got the car and he bought it new. That's what's going to sell that car and make him stand out, and the same thing is going to sell your land.
So this is not optional.
Yeah.
This is not an option in your land or in real estate or house or apartment building investment career. This is mandatory.
You got it.
It is absolutely mandatory. And in like everything, if you don't like doing it, or you don't, you know, if you're a middle-aged guy like me and you hate sales and you think that part of it's, you can just buy cheap property and people are going to, if you build it, they will come. Right. You're wrong.
That's true.
What you need to do instead of fighting it is find somebody like Jill or find a professional marketing team or company to represent these properties in the latest and greatest way to do it. And a video is mandatory.
Yeah.
You know, the worst thing that can happen is you get away with selling a few pieces of property like on Craigslist really quickly.
Right.
Without doing any of this, and then you just think your whole career is going to be like that.
Exactly.
So this is way more important than I think we're even trying to, we're making it. I don't know.
I think
we'll
we
probably
are.
Describe it pretty well.
I think we are.
I mean, like I said in the beginning, the good news is that there's so many great examples
there.
There are. And you know it. If you just go scroll down LandWatch or Land and Farm, you can see who's posted stuff and who cares about it and who doesn't.
That's where it's the funniest for me. I get a kick out of it. I look at things and I'm like, there's no photo. It's like it's been listed for 2 months and it says image coming soon.
I've seen.
And I'm like, and you're wondering why it's not selling.
I've seen people just say, hey, 40 acres in Mojave County, here's the APN.
And a stock photo, maybe.
No, there's no picture at
all.
There
you go. Yeah, I'm like, and we wonder why it's not selling. And then here we come. Yep. We know how to do it.
Hey, we know your time's valuable. Thanks for spending some of it with us today anyway. Join us next time for another interesting episode.
And we answer your questions posted on our online community, landinvestors.com. It is free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
So here's a funny thing. I'm finding we have several people that are watching our two shows. So just in case you didn't know, if you can't quite get enough of us.
Jeez, I can't imagine that.
Could you? It's true. Hang on. Hold, please. Excuse me. Me, just kidding. Mm-hmm. Steven,
exactly.
Too. Steven, you have a very unique attitude about things. And I mean that, I'm saying that in a positive way.
Okay.
I really do think that. But so if you really want to get more of us, you can. Check it out. Go to House Academy, the podcast show. It is live and up there and happening now. And there's several waiting
good,
for you.
A lot of good comments, a lot of good reviews on the House Academy part of this. You know, land people, us land people are kind of a tight-knit, strange people. There's something a little bit off. For us to completely just gravitate toward land as an investment vehicle. But house people seem to be a little bit more dynamic and, I don't know, like, I don't know. There's some differences between, I'm a land person my whole life. And I'm a house person too, but.
I love what you said, though. The reason I'm talking about right now real quick is because you land people get houses, but it's not as many house people get land.
That's for sure.
So it's very interesting. And it's fun. Wherever you're watching or wherever you're listening, please subscribe and rate us there.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.